Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Shin Nun Ches. We are on page Reish Yud, which is the page following 418. Simin Shin Nun Ches is Din Eza Mekomos Nikrua Mukofen Ladira. Which places are called surrounded for dwelling? And we discussed this previously, but we'll see exactly what is Nogea right now in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kol hekef shalohukaf ladira, any area that is surrounded but was not surrounded for dwelling purposes, kegon, for example, ganos upardesim, gardens and orchards, uburginen, which are little huts that the people who are guarding the field sit in, she'eno masuyim elolishmor besochan, if they are only mated for guarding, so osru chachomim letaltel besocha yoser mi'ar ba'amos imhu yoser misasayim. We had this then earlier, Chazal asr carrying in this area more than four amos if it is greater than a base asayim, which we'll see exactly what that size is. So really, midaraisa, it's a Rosh Hashayachid, it's surrounded by walls. But since the area inside was not surrounded for dwelling purposes, for example, it's a garden, you don't dwell, you don't live in a garden, so then if it's too large, it resembles a Rosh Hasharabim or a Carmelis, and they gave it a din of a Carmelis. So if there's an area that's not hukav ladira, and it's larger than a base asayim, Chazal asr carrying in it more than four amos. Avol, imhu sasayim, if it is a base asayim or less, shehu shir shivim amav arba tfachim, al shivim amav arba tfachim, the shir of a base asayim is 70 amos and four tfachim, by 70 amos and four tfachim, so then, mutter letalto bekulo, you can carry in the entire area. Bein shu meruba, bein shu ogol. Whether the area is square, or it is round, or oruch vekotin, or it's rectangular, long on one side, and thin on the other side, any dimensions, as long as it has the same square footage as 70 amos and 4 tvachim, by 70 amos and 4 tvachim, it's going to be fine. Ubilvad shelo yehei orko yoser mishnayim berachfo amachas. As long as the length is not double the width plus an extra amma. It has to be within two times the length, two times the width, not two times the width plus an amma, then it's going to be too big. Vim hukaf ledira. Till now we're discussing a case that's not hukaf ledira. Then it depends on the size of the area. But if it was surrounded for dwelling, afilu yeshbo kama milin mutter letaltel bekulo. No matter how large it is, even if it is a certain amount of mil, it could be humongous. But as long as it was surrounded for dwelling purposes, the Rosh Hashayachid, and you can carry freely in it, that is the Mechaber. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph, Ladira. An area that was not hukav ladira, diras odom v'tashmishav. Hukav ladira means it's an area that was surrounded for the dwelling of a person and for his use. Sivkatan Beis, Kigon Ganosu Pardesim, the examples of lo hukav ladira was a garden or an orchard. Shemakifim osam rak lishmor saperos vazroam shebesochem. Those areas, you're putting up a wall to guard the fruit and the seeds that are inside. V'hu adin karfeif, the same din is true about a karfeif. What is that? Shuhekev godol chutz lo'ir. A karfeif that we're discussing over here is a large area outside the city. Lahachnis sham eitzim lo'otzer. A place where you bring wood into store. So that's also not hukav ladira. All these areas are subject to the size in order to be a Rosh Hashayachid. Another example the Mechaber gave was a burgin in Sivkat and Gimel. Sukas shomrim shebesados. It's the huts that the people who were guarding the field sat in. Sivkotan dalot she'enan asuyim. Rotzalomer afal gav de sukazu nasel yeshivas ashomer. I understand a garden and an orchard is not hukav ladira, you don't live there. But a guard's booth, the guard is dwelling in his booth. So Zakta Mishabura, even though this booth, this sukkah, is made for the sitting of the shomer, mikomakom still, kevan she'en dirasam sham machmas atzman. Since you are not sitting and dwelling in this burginin for the purpose of dwelling there, you don't really want to be there. Ela lishmor ha'avir shalifneim. You're only there for the guarding of the area in front of the sukkah. Ein zo dira chashuva machmas atzma. That's not called a chashuv, a dwelling place. And that is just like an area that was surrounded to watch over a garden or an orchard. So even though the person sits there, it's not really for the person sitting there, it's only for the person sitting there to guard what's outside of it. Note number three, he does bring down a discussion a machlokas, let's say the guard sleeps there. Does that make it hukav l'dira? The Mishabura stayed clear of that. He just sits there to guard. But let's say he stays overnight. So that's in the machlokas, the Be'aloch and the Chazanish. Will that make it a hukav l'dira area or not? Va'afilu, continuing the Mishabura. So that is like a hekef shal ganos u'pardesim. Va'afilu hi makor begag. Even if it is covered with a roof, nami lo mashav l'dira. It's still not considered a dwelling place. Va'ayim Be'aloch b'simin shin samachbez mashikatos avnu bazeh. Sefkotan hay. So in all these areas that we just described that are not huklav dira, so Chazal asked carrying there. The afal gav de minat Torah kol shemukav mechitzas gvos asara. Even though midaraisa, any area that is surrounded by walls that are 10 tefachim high, afal pishi rochava kama korin, even if it's huge, it's various amounts of korin, that's a measurement. Hu rishus ayochid gomer, it's a total rishus ayochid umutri latalta bakul, and you can carry freely throughout the whole area. Mikomakom chachomim osru behekev godol yosem beis asayim, shalahuka fadira. Chazal asked an area that is surrounded more than a base assigned that was not Hukav Adira, they were machmir over there. Why? Shudomek Sasal Rosh Hashanah Mul Karmelis. It resembles a Rosh Hashanah. It resembles a Karmelis, and therefore they will go there. Shalola Talto Ba Biyoser Mi Arba Amos Kamo Rosh Hashanah Mul Karmelis. They gave it midrabanan the chumras of a Rosh Hashanah or a Karmelis that you can't carry more than 4 amos. Sivkatan Vav. The measurements of this base assayim that we're saying it has to be less than that is 70 amos and 4 tefachim by 70 amos and 4 tefachim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, that's a base asayim. A base asayim is 2 sa'a. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the base sa'a hu chamishim al chamishim. A base sa'a is 50 amos by 50 amos. Tahainu bein kulo alpayim v'chamesh meos amah ba'amah rochev. That is a square footage, a square amage of 2,500 amos. U base asayim is double that. Hu chameshas alofim ama ba'ama rochav. That is a square footage, a square amage of 5,000 amos. So it's double a besa. Ukeshetase mizeh sodem merubas. And if you would make that into a field that is square, hu be'eruch shir shivim ama varboim tfachim orech al shivim ama varbo tfachim rochav. That is 70 amos and 4 tfachim length by 70 amos and 4 tfachim width. That will give you the dimensions inside of 5,000 square amos. Sivkaton Zayin, V'arbot Fachim. Really, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's Ma'at Yoser. It's a little bit more than 70 amos and 4 tefachim. Kishir Esba Be'erach. It's approximately 70 amos, 4 tefachim, and 1 finger. V'lo Choshu Lahaskiro Medeshu Muat. The Mechaber doesn't bother mentioning that extra small amount because it's so small. The Afal Pikein Yochal Lachoshu Vecheshvim. But Lemaisa, in a practical application, you can apply the larger size that actually you have the extra finger that can make it an area that is less or up to a size of a Beis Asayim. The Kol Shaleka Yosra Al Shivim Arma V'Arba Tfachim V'Oso Mashahu. Any area that does not have more than 70 amos, 4 tefachim, and that small amount, mutter letaltel, you can carry freely in it without a problem. The ayin mikitzur shulchan aruch, shekasa, look in the kitzur shulchan aruch, who writes, the lefi amos shelonu shem gedolim, according to our amos, that are larger than other amos, hu chamishim v'sholosh, al chamishim v'sholosh, it will be 53 amos and 53 amos, in those amos that the kitzur shulchan aruch is referring to. Sefkoton ches, mutter letaltel bakulo. So if it is less than the base asayim that we just discussed, then you can carry freely in the whole place. Some, even if it was not hukav adira, v'samchu chachamim b'shir ze ashiur shalchatzra mishkan. Where did Chazal get this measurement of a base asayim? That is the exact measurement of the chatzra mishkan. Shahaya base asayim b'kulo v'hayu matatlim bo. That was an area of a base asayim, and they carried freely in that area. Happens to be that was 100 amos by 50 amos. Again, 5,000 square amos, it was 100 by 50, and that's important as we're going to get into the case where it can't be length more than double the width plus one, as we'll see right now. So we turn to page 420, we're in Sivkoton Tes. We said this area of up to a base asayim could be any shape, bein shu merubah, whether it's square, v'aklal bazeh, dekol deleka yoser mechameshas alofim v'tishbores leislan ba. So long that is less than 5,000 square amos, we have no concern with carrying there. Bein shamokom ogol umurubo shart suros ukidlakame. Whether it is in a circle, it's in a square, or any other shape like we're going to see. Sef katan yud o arach v'katan. It could even be very long one way and very thin the other way. Kigon shahaya arach mea. For example, it was a length of 100 amos. V'rochav chamishim, which was like the Mishkan. Shehu ole kemeruba shel ayin v'arba tfachim. 100 by 50 is the same as 70 and 4 tfachim by 70 and 4 tfachim. Sef katan yud aleph. The only condition was that it can't be arko 2 times rachvo plus 1. Tahainu, shelo yehei al kopanim arko yosim mei ama. We can't have the length being more than 100 amos. Tekolshu shetach gadol, so long as the area is large, af beorech lechud, even if it's only in the length, michlefi b'rishis harabim v'karmelis. You're going to mix it up with a regular rishis harabim v'karmelis. Ubenea ama lo ratu ligzor. They only made the problem when it's going to be more than 100 over 50, it's going to be double the width plus 1, because then it's beyond the dimensions of the Mishkan. They didn't want to start up with 100 by 50, which is double, because that's exactly what it's based on, which is the Chatzar Mishkan. Mipneishem matzinu b'chatzar Mishkan, sh'arko mea v'rofu chamishim. That's why Chazal said, as long as it's not the length, double the width plus 1, because the length double the width, which is 100, over 50, that is the Chatzar Mishkan, and that's where it was totally mutter. So anything more lengthwise, over widthwise, than double, plus 1, will be okay. Once it gets to plus 1, it's a problem. Sif katan yudveis, ama achas. If it's 1 ama over, it's a problem. Avol bepachos me ama lo gozru. But again, if it's double, and not another ama more, it's going to be okay. V'chol ze bedavko im hoya alko ponem beis asayim ben kulo. Zotach HaVetzchayim, this whole discussion is only if the whole area is the Beis HaSayim. In other words, we're only worried if the length is double the width plus 1, if the overall area is a Beis HaSayim. Aval im bein kula leka Beis HaSayim, but if the whole area is smaller, it doesn't get close to a Beis HaSayim, lo kabdinan bazeh, we're not makbid on that. V'afilu haya arko harbe yoser mimei ama, even if the length was very long, way more than 100 amos, and it was obviously very, very skinny. So nami mutal tata bakula koshimukav mechitzos. As long as there are walls up, even though it's not okavadira, that's going to be fine. The Mishabura holds it's only a problem to have the length double the width plus 1 if it is a total of a Beis HaSayim. If you look at note number 5, they bring for the Chazon Ish who argues. That's the Chazon Ish. Sheba'ofen sha'orech ha'karfef hu ama yoser mipi shnayim mirachvo. In the case we have the length of the karfef more than double plus an amma of the width, yesh leser afilu mahekev upachos ibeis asayim. Zata chazanisha chumra over the Mishabura, even if the whole overall area is less than a beis asayim, this will still be a problem because of shekein das rov harishonim. The chazanish writes, that is the opinion of most rishonim. Look at the next paragraph. Uladas chazanish, it comes out to possibly be a super chumra. Because the Das HaChazanish, their Mesupuk, in the Sefer Chedushim Ubiurim, Ha'im Yeh Shil Adavar, is there any kind of measurement? O Afilu Mokom She'orcho Hei Amos. According to the HaChazanish, it could come out that if the length is just 5 Amos, a very small area, 5 Amos, the Rochvo Beis Amos, so it's double plus 1, Nechshev L'Karmelis. So you could potentially have this Chumra of the HaChazanish, if there's no gether, so then you can have 5 amos by 2 amos, a very small area, lahuka vadira, and it's already going to get a din of a karmelis. So that they're mesupik about within the chazanish. But again, the way the Mishabura says it, the note also points out it's a steer in the chazanish, could be he was chozer, but the way the Chavetz Chaim says it, this whole discussion of not having the length, double the width plus 1, is only when you're dealing with a large area of a beis asayim. If it's smaller, then we don't care if the length is more than double the width, that would not be a problem. We will stop here and continue next time with the Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.